Praise God, ladies of God. Ladies of God, women of God, woman of God. This is your host, Dionne Marie, coming back before you with God's Virtuous Woman. On this magnificent, marvelous Monday, this is the day that God has made, and we will rejoice and we will be glad in it, because God is our source, God is our Father, and we pray and we lift everything up in our lives to the Father, who handles and takes care of it, while we continue to do what we do here on earth to encourage and empower and minister to other women here on earth in all like manners. Ladies, thank you so much for allowing us to come back before you in your homes. God is just amazing. I could say that 1,000 times, but I'll say it a couple of times. God is amazing. God is amazing. God is amazing. And I thank God for what He's doing in our lives for such a time as this. You know, we're in the middle of a pandemic. We're in the middle of another pestilence, a spring off from what COVID-19 in 2020 had. Now you've got the Delta variant. And if I'm not mistaken, a few days ago, I saw something about another variant labeled 2022. Ladies of God, I'm telling you right now in Jesus' name, you've got no time to waste. Your time is for God. Your time is of God. And so with that being said, I just want to go to God in prayer. I won't be before you long, but this podcast is to encourage and empower and motivate you. Work alongside your local ministry, wherever you are worshiping and praising God, your whatever your local church is. We are here every week to encourage and empower and motivate you as the woman, the wife, and the mother. So let's go to God in prayer. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Father God. We come before you with thanksgiving and praise and worship, O Lord, and adoration. You and you alone are God. Angels bow before you. Heaven and earth adore you. You are the only true and mighty God that we serve. God, we thank you. We enter into your courts with thanksgiving and into your courts, into your gates with praise. Father God, keep us. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for protecting us. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for not turning your back on us. Even when we did wrong, even when we were not supposed to do things explicitly or specifically, you were there with us. And God, I thank you that you have told us in your word that we are never alone. We can look into the hills from which cometh our help, because our help comes from you, down from the Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness of turning. Yes, you are the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And I thank you for it. I plead your blood over every aspect of our families, our body, spirit, soul, and mind, in the name of Jesus. Amen. So ladies, I want to come before you tonight with a couple of PowerPoints, a couple of PowerPoints. And the word that came to me tonight is God's Virtuous Woman. She is victorious and she is a warrior. God's Virtuous Woman, she's victorious. She is victorious and she is a warrior. And I want to start with let's go to Hebrews 11 and 32. No, let's go to 1 Peter 18 and 19. And I want to share this with you, and I want you to read this in your own time and space. You know, on Mondays, we only do 15 minutes of the podcast, and really, it's a little bit less than that once we pray and all that good stuff. But nevertheless, here are your PowerPoint. So 1 Peter 18 and 19. The blood of Jesus will never lose its power. Talking about the God's Virtuous Woman. She is virtuous and she is a warrior. God's Virtuous Woman. She is virtuous and she's a warrior. God's blood will never lose its power. Ladies, it's important for you to understand that each and every day that God allows for you to wake up, for you to have your being and to move and to live here on earth, the blood of Jesus is flowing through your body. And so that's critical. And you need to understand that you're not just anyone here occupying space for nothing on earth. You come through the pandemic. God has spared your life, your family, your kids, your grandkids, your husband, so on and so forth. There is a reason for you to still be here. And that reason ultimately is going to be for the glory of God, in which case you, God is going to bring about a testimony in your life, having overcome what you've come through. Here recently, excuse me, this week with Hurricane Ida, I am from New Orleans and I can understand my entire family was displaced from Hurricane Katrina. So I get it. I understand every ounce and jottle and tittle of what you families, you ladies of God are going through with your families. Now is the time for you to draw nigh to God and for Him, because you're drawing nigh to Him, He's going to draw nigh to you. There is nothing that God will withhold from you, because as you choose to draw nigh to Him, you choose to walk upright in Him. And having said that, 1 Peter 18, the blood of Jesus flowing through your blood, daily you need to be confessing this. I've got the blood of Jesus. I'm made in the likeness and the image of my Father. The blood of Jesus is in me. And then you need to turn around and tell the enemy that tries to come up against you, the blood of Jesus, Satan, is against you. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, and walk in that on a daily basis. Most of you know, I manage hotels, and this week for me has been so arduous. It's been so trying. It's been so testing. But you know what? At the end of the day, I glorify God because God has put me in position to be able to say yay or nay, and to help my sisters and my brothers and people from the different surrounding areas of Louisiana and New Orleans who were impacted by Hurricane Ida. And it's not my will, but it is God's will that be done, because even though I manage properties, I still have to abide by rules and regulations. But I thank God. I thank God, which is the power of God. And I'll get more into that, ladies. When you're in the midst, when you're in and you're basking and you're holding and you're waiting, you're loving, you're confessing, you're decreeing, you're declaring the will of God for your life, God will allow for His supernatural favor to infiltrate this world system, and things that you could not even dream of will start to come to pass. God will begin to connect people on purpose who you don't even know. You don't even know. God will begin to draw the left to the right, the north, to the south, in places, in spaces, in industries, from people you had not even known about, you hadn't even talked to. That is why it's so important to rely and bank on and hang on. And when I say hang on, I want you to understand, God can't lie and God can't fail. We humans in our frailty, we give up, we come short, we fall short. But even in our shortness, you can lean in and you can depend on God. He will never fail. Before He fails, all heaven and hell will pass away. And I'm telling you now, ladies of God, that that will not happen. That will not happen. You are a warrior. You're living today in this day and season and time. God has predestined you to be a warrior and to be victorious. Be victorious? What are we talking about? Victorious, relating to or characteristics of being walking in victory. You express and you show exuberance and invincing moral harmony, or a sense of fulfillment, being fulfilled. I'll read that again. Victorious, of or relating to characteristics of victory, exuberance, invincing moral harmony, or a sense of fulfillment, being fulfilled. Invincing, what does that mean? I'll tell you. To display clearly, without being convoluted or having second guesses or having reservations, invincing, to display clearly, you revealing and showing forth the behavior that is very clear. I've got confidence. I trust in the Almighty God. He will lead and guide me into the place called all truth by His Holy Spirit, the Comforter, which He gave me and said that it was better for Him to ascend back unto the Father. Because this way, He walking the earth didn't mean that He was at any one place in any given time. But ascending back unto the Father meant that God promised to be with you, woman of God, each and every day. Trillions upon trillions of women ascending back into the Father. He can be with all of us at one time in any given day. Believe that is the word of God's virtuous woman who is virtuous, and she is she's a warrior. She's also full of the virtue of God. Virtue of God. She displays, she walks in high moral standards. High moral standards. She's not tossed about with every wind of doctrine. She's sound in her mind. She's not double-tongued. The Bible says a man who is double-tongued is unstable in all his ways. That man, that one man, that even could be a woman of faith, a man of faith, or a woman not of faith, or a man not of faith. The Bible just crisply and very clearly displays you can be double-minded in all your ways. Speaking, as we say back in the day, you talk out of both sides of your mouth. You're painting this picture for this person, that group of people. You're painting this picture for the other group of people, the other group of persons and family and members, so on and so forth, so that they can focus on you and be concerned about you, not necessarily being concerned about the other person who might have been involved in the hurt, the harm, the danger, the letdown, the destruction, the disappointment in your life. God forbids, and God knows, that's all I have to say about this. God knows. He knows the intent, purpose, and motivation of your heart. High moral standards. Moral. Let me break that down. What do you mean by that? You value what's right and what's wrong. Women of God, ladies of God, mothers of God, if you have a time sleeping, resting, working throughout your day because of information that's been given to you or deposited to you from I would say a person in Christ or a person that is not in Christ. If that information troubles your spirit and has you tossing and turning, I submit to you, re-examine that in the name of Jesus, because of the virtuous woman, she's going to display and she's going to walk in virtue, which is high moral standards, being this woman here is going to value what's right and what's wrong every single time. She is going to flee from, shun, and stay away from stealing, lying, cheating, backbiting, breaking the law, so on and so forth. This woman here, it doesn't matter if she's dealing with her family or if she's dealing with people who are not in her family, who are out in the world, who has not received God. She will shut it down in a heartbeat. Ladies of God, I'm telling you in Jesus' name, you have to take that stand. You have to be confident. There is no condemnation, Romans 8 and 34. There is no condemnation to those of us who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. We choose to do what's right because it's right. And we choose to do it right. Woman of God, you're going through so many things. You're divorced. You got your ex-husband. You guys are still good friends. You're trying to take care of kids. You're trying to help your mom, your grandmother, your auntie, your sister, your brother, all of this stuff. You're trying to go to school. You're trying to help the kids, all of this stuff. You are not exempt. God sees every aspect of what you're doing. And I am telling you now, it is not for naught, and it is not falling on stony ground. It is falling on fertile ground. What's your attitude while going through, virtuous woman of God, you warrior who wars, who continues to fight the good fight of faith? What's your attitude through this process? God has a plan for you. And guess what? Victory is at the end of it. Mark 11:22. Have faith in God, woman of God. Have faith in God. God cannot fail. God has your back. Don't you worry about what you've come through. I don't care what it seems like, feels like. Just this week for myself, I had to just dig down and grit and bite my teeth and lay prostrate before God with some serious stuff going on in my family. And I said, God, my body is aching because of this. Help me. And the Spirit of the living God, thank you, Father, showed up in my life. And you know what? It wasn't in the fire. It wasn't in the earthquake. It wasn't in the parting of waters. Ladies, it was in the still small voice. He said, stand still and know that I am God. Rest in me. My peace I give to you, not like man and as men give it. My peace I will saturate and cover you with, Dionne Marie, so that you can wake up refreshed in your body and be strong and go on to profess and confess and to teach and minister the word of God to the woman of God as a wife, a woman, and a mother. Ladies of God, I hope and pray that this has blessed you in Jesus' name. And I want you to have this one last takeaway. As long as you have the blood of Jesus, remember, we're made in his likeness and image. As long as you have the blood of Jesus running through your veins, you can do anything. You can have anything, God willing, according to what he has for you in your life. You are a virtuous woman. A virtuous woman is nothing like what you see in the world today. You can marry a beautiful woman, but beauty doesn't make a virtuous woman. Lord Jesus, a virtuous woman, who can find such a one? Proverbs 31. Our ministry is based on that scripture. I am telling you now, ladies of God, God is aware and God is watching and God hastens over his word to perform it. You, woman of God, wife of God, mother of God, stay before God. A virtuous woman isn't ruled by her passion. She's passionately pursuing an incomparable, undeniable God in Jesus' name. I love you to life, ladies, and Spirit of greatness is upon you. The seed of greatness lives in you. You can go forth and do something great in your life and somebody else's life in Jesus' name.